We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
So I'm Ben Upshaw. I am the managing partner of C.B. Emanuel Realty, and I'm serving today as the master of ceremonies for the groundbreaking. C.B. Emanuel Realty is a thrill to be named as co-developer of this great project that is going to be used to revitalize this corridor. C.B. Emanuel Realty is a state-certified minority developer and has developed projects throughout Western New York as well as the five boroughs of New York City. We've completed approximately 27 projects. We have one that we just closed on. And C.B. Emanuel was recently selected by New York State Housing and Community Renewal to partner with Monadnock Development on several vital Brooklyn sites in the five boroughs at a cost of over $300 million. But as a Buffalo native, Mount Airy Village holds a special place in my heart. And I'm proud to be working on this special effort here in my own hometown. I'm very excited, and I'm looking forward to this extraordinary, transformative, economic community development project here on the West Side. Before we start our program, though, I would like to invite Pastor Jones to come forward and provide us with an invocation.
Let us bow our heads. Our Holy Divine Father God, we come out thanking you for this day, this opportunity. Thank you for the land. Thank you for all the elected officials. Thank you for everyone that's on the same mind to build Buffalo. We ask you to please bless us as we go forth in this dedication. Let us all say amen.
Amen. All right. Before we do get officially underway with the speakers, I want to let all the speakers know that there's Clorox wipes under. So you can feel free to, if you want to wipe the mic, if you want to wipe anything down, before you start speaking, feel free to do so. I don't think anyone will be offended, but I think it's proper for you to know that it's there if and should you need it, okay? All right. Thank you again, Pastor Jones, for the invocation. We'll be hearing from Pastor Jones again in his remarks in a few minutes. But first, I want to take the opportunity to introduce our Lieutenant Governor. Unless you've been living under a rock... I'm sure you have seen our Lieutenant Governor because she is everywhere. She is on TV, on radio, dealing with the pandemic, helping communities. Western New York's own Lieutenant Governor, Kathy Hochul.
All right, if you want me to, I'm going to do this, do this, do this. Little house cleaning more than I do at home. You know, Ben, I was thinking about what you said about being everywhere, and I was struck by something my husband is fond of saying. He says, the only difference between you and God is that God is everywhere. You're everywhere but home. Now, that is, there's an exception to that, except during a pandemic. I have been home a lot more than my husband had seen me in years. But, Ben, I'm aware of your projects. I've been at ribbon cuttings for Vital Brooklyn at the other end of our state and the work that you've done to help people in need. Give them a home over a roof over their heads has been extraordinary. So thank you for all you do. But what a great day the Lord has made today, because this has been a long time in coming. Pastor Jones brought this to my attention for the governor's mansion. He would not let anybody go until they heard about how this community needs this project, and he fought tirelessly for 4 years to make this happen. So, Pastor Jones, you are a testament to what a strong-willed individual can accomplish when you have God on your side and justice and righteousness on your side. And that's exactly what this project is about. It's about, yes, it's a $22 million project, $14 million from housing community renewal, 18 townhomes, 61 two- and one-bedroom apartments. But I'm most attracted to the part of this which deals with the people who are homeless and people who are wrestling with substance abuse. And to have supportive services literally in the building. This is how we change people's lives.
Amen.
And
Amen.
It starts with a project like this, where people no longer have to worry about sleeping on the streets or in a shelter where they don't feel secure. They don't have to worry about where they're going to be shivering during a winter in Buffalo. They're going to be able to call this their home. And that's what we are called to do by God. And remember in Matthew 25, what you do for the least of my brothers, you do unto me.
Amen.
That's what's represented by this project today. And to be here with our great mayor, who has been at many of these ribbon cuttings and projects before, this one is special. This one says that our priorities are to take care of those in most need, the homeless, the hungry, the needy. That's what the Bible calls us to do. That's what we are raised to do as Buffalonians, and it's happening here today. And I want to thank our mayor. I want to also thank our Senator Tim Kennedy, who has also been at countless events like this with me, fighting to make sure that New York State gives Buffalo the resources it needs. Crystal Peoples Stokes, our majority leader, also a tireless fighter.
Amen.
It is impossible to say no to this duo in the Assembly and the Senate. It's just not worth it. Just give them the answer yes. It's just not worth it. And also our council president, Darius Pridgen, who has inspired us through his own battle, talking about what it's like to deal with this pandemic personally and what it did to his family. And actually, I think that was what happened to you. God wanted it to, because you were able to tell other people, don't let this happen to you. And I think you were able to live at a time when people needed to say, you know what, this is pretty serious. It even strikes down our council president and our pastor and our bishop. And so that's why you were called. Maybe you didn't enjoy the experience, but I'm going to say that you having to go through this with your family, battling the pandemic, was a lesson for other Buffalonians to see and witness. And so I thank you for that. I think I've hit all the Candace Johnson, thank you for being here, number two on the big list. Great to see you again as well, and thank you. We've been over at Roswell talking in the early days about how we're battling this pandemic together. And so, yes, I don't want to talk all pandemic. I've had over almost 400 media interviews about the pandemic. Today is a day I get to talk about something joyful and something that's spiritually uplifting for this community and for all of us as Buffalonians. And so I just want to say congratulations, and I am looking forward to giving everybody a huge round of overdue hugs when we do get together for the final ribbon cutting. And so I will be here for that. So again, congratulations to everyone involved in this fabulous project. Thank you.
Thank you, Lieutenant Governor. One agency of note that has been driving force behind this development and many of our local projects is the New York State Office of Housing and Community Renewal. I want to thank and acknowledge Regional Director Leonard Squirrel, our project manager Dan Peters, as well as Kathleen Karpinski, Christina Carrera, Mark Holler, and Adam Higgins of the Office of Housing and Community Renewal. It is through their efforts, along with those of our governor, Governor Andrew Cuomo, that this project is becoming a reality. Governor Andrew Cuomo continues to demonstrate his commitment to Buffalo, Niagara region, to the types of transformative economic development opportunities, and we appreciate his support. A successful initiative needs a strong team. Pastor Jones enlisted the support of Mayor Byron Brown, Assembly Majority Leader Crystal Peoples Stokes, Senator Tim Kennedy, and Buffalo Common Council President Darius Pridgen, among others, and they will all be recognized here today. I also want to acknowledge officials that played a prominent role in the development of Mount Aaron Village that may or may not be able to be with us here today. So if you are here, it's good to see you. Some of you are scattered all over, and some people I'm not sure of because of the mask situation that's going on. So hopefully this event is being streamed. So if you are watching this via stream, we want to acknowledge and draw attention to these different individuals. Erie County Legislator Johnson, Executive Director of Strategic Planning, Mr. Brendan Mahaffey, Director of Housing, Yvonne McCray, Director of Real Estate, Hope Young Watkins, Deputy Director of Real Estate, Tamika Norman, our Project Manager, Robert Gilray, our Compliance Officer, Harold Cardwell, that's a lot I see kids, and also the Executive Staff of Erie County Legislator Johnson. Before I introduce our other speakers, let me provide some details about Mount Aaron Village. Mount Aaron Village is a $20 million initiative which received approximately $18.6 million in subsidies and tax credits from the Office of Community Renewal. Mount Aaron Village will be composed of 16 townhouses and 43 one, two, and three-bedroom apartments. The main building will contain approximately 4,000 square feet of commercial space and will be leased to Best Self Behavioral Health, which is also present here. Other amenities will include a private playground, a parking lot, and a community facility for residents. As everyone knows, funding is limited, especially now because of this pandemic. It takes a concerted effort to land this type of funding and support for innovation of this type. One of the most enthusiastic supporters of Mount Aaron Village has been our own Mayor Byron Brown. Since the day Pastor Jones rolled out the plans for this development, Mayor Brown has offered his assistance in any way he could to make this project a reality. I want to stress, this project would not be a reality without his support. The City of Buffalo has invested over $800,000 in federal home funds to play a critical role in this project. It gives me great pleasure to introduce to you our Mayor, Mayor Byron Brown.
So all of the speakers will probably take off their masks to speak so that you can hear us more clearly. As Lieutenant Governor said, Lieutenant Governor Hochul said, we all have to be very careful because COVID is still here. I want you to know that I have been tested four times, most recently late last week, and I got my results. I'm negative, so I am safe. I just want everybody to know that. Again, I thank the council president for being such a powerful messenger to all of us, to let all of us know that anyone can get this, even people that are doing all of the right things, being safe in every way. So we have to use that caution in everything we do. As Lieutenant Governor Hochul said, this is a blessed day.
Yes, it is.
This is a big day for this community, for the City of Buffalo, for the members of Mount Aaron Missionary Baptist Church, for Mount Aaron Hope Development, or should I say Mount Aaron Community Hope Builders, and CB Emanuel, two great organizations. Very proud of Reverend Dwayne Jones and his development, Ben Upshaw and the work that he does. Yes, he's doing great work in New York City and in Brooklyn, but he has also done great work right here in Buffalo, where he comes from. You know, it's already been emphasized. I want to emphasize it again. During this time of COVID-19, with many people that are going to be evicted, sadly, and the city is working to try to prevent that. Many people that are going to have a hard time paying their mortgages, affordable housing is needed more than ever in the City of Buffalo. And this is a critical project. $20 million project. I'm very pleased to have worked very closely on Reverend Jones's team with Council President Pridgen to deliver city resources. The members of the city staff have been mentioned. I want to thank them again for the great work that they've done. Since I've been mayor, we have developed over 1,900 units of affordable housing, spending over $45 million in home funds to leverage over $450 million in affordable housing in the city of Buffalo. I absolutely have to recognize our government partners again, because the funds that the city is able to contribute only work because of the partnership that we have in this community with Governor Andrew Cuomo and Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul, that are amazing partners in the development of this community. Our Majority Leader Crystal Peoples-Stokes, our State Senator Tim Kennedy, Council President Darius Pridgen, key stakeholders in this project, and all of the other affordable housing projects that we have been able to do in this community. And I got to say a special word about Pastor Dwayne Jones. He is committed to this community, committed to affordable housing, works hard with his partners on making these projects a reality. He is one of few faith-based developers to do two of these affordable housing projects in the last 10 years. That speaks volumes about his commitment. It speaks volumes about how he has learned the development business and his commitment to the residents of this community. This builds on other projects that have happened in this immediate neighborhood. Want to recognize the late developer, Dr. Rhonda Ricks, and The Forge that just recently opened. This is going to build on that very nicely in this community. And again, I thank Pastor Jones, the members of Mount Aaron Missionary Baptist Church, Ben Upshaw, C.B. Emanuel, and all of the partners that are making this great project, this $20 million project, happen in the city of Buffalo. Thank you all very much.
Thank you, Mayor Brown. So I'm dropping my mask. I've tried it, and it's becoming a little difficult. Please just bear with me.
So you can do that.
Yeah. Mount Aaron Village continues to exemplify the transformation of the east side of Buffalo. And as our mayor just said, from the Northland Training Center and cleanup and the redevelopment of American Axle Plant to the Buffalo Forge, the city of Buffalo, as led by our mayor, has brought tens of millions of dollars to this community. As someone who grew up on Wyoming Avenue and saw the abandoned industrial buildings on Northland Avenue, and I played on the grass of the old Chevy plant that became American Axle, I am proud of the work that this administration has done on the east side of Buffalo. And I think for all of us here, I think we should, if we can, give this administration a round of applause for what they've done. Every successful initiative must have a visionary. And in this case, it's kind of obvious who that visionary was. Mount Aaron Village has someone not only to envision this project, but to work tirelessly towards its execution, and that is our own Pastor Dwayne Jones. Come on up, Pastor.
I would like to welcome all the elected officials, dignitaries, guests, and my fellow colleagues. I have heard a famous quotation that I thought would be fitting for this occasion. It came from Dr. Martin Luther King. He said, if you cannot fly, you should run. If you cannot run, you should walk. If you cannot walk, you should crawl. But by whatever means, you should keep moving. Today, the Buffalo East Side is moving. We are moving because of the Mount Aaron Village. The Mount Aaron Village consists of 2.2 acres and it will have three major buildings, 60 apartments, 16 townhouses. This will offer affordable, safe, and clean housing. Dr. King said, "We must keep moving. This is the beginning of the Buffalo community moving, and we are taking steps. But yet, we must continue to still move. We need to move with a supermarket on the east side. We need to continue moving with offering affordable housing to our residents on the east side. We need to keep moving that every house can have the internet so that our kids can have access not only to Buffalo, but to the whole wide world. This is only a step of us moving forward. I certainly believe with your prayers and with your support, with my partnership with Ben Upshaw, CB Emmanuel Real Estate, I believe that you can help us continue moving to make Buffalo a safe and proud residence for everyone. I just want to give a special thanks to our mayor. He has stood by my side and have entrusted me not on one project, but on this other project. I certainly want to recognize our council president, Darius Bridget. He has been in the trenches with Pastor Jones, and I deeply appreciate that. On the state level, Senator Kennedy, from day one, he's been my strong supporter. I can, Lieutenant, you treated me so nice. She invited me to the governor's mansion. Not too many preachers been to the governor's mansion. And I want to thank her for her hospitality. President of Roswell, I just want to say some special things about her. She's not only have blessed Buffalo, but she have blessed the Mount Airy Baptist Church. She have supported us on many initiatives, and they don't come any better than President Candace Johnson. Let's give her a round of applause. They don't come any better. I leave the best for last. Crystal People Stokes. There's only one Crystal People Stokes. She knew me when I was about that high, and she stuck by me, and she's a wonderful person. She has been supportive of Pastor Jones, my late friend, Rhonda Ricks. Rhonda would tell me to keep on going, and we're going to keep on going and name some of this after my good friend, Rhonda Ricks, and Block Club. They don't come any better than Ruth. I just want to thank everyone of your support. M&T Bank, the mayor's staff, even during the COVID virus, they have still helped Pastor Jones get the documents where they need to go. You cannot build a project like this all on your own. It takes a collaboration of the whole community. When one building goes up, the whole community goes up. And we're going to continue putting the buildings up. Like Dr. Martin Luther King said, we must keep on moving on.
Thank you, Pastor Jones. We know that Albany has played a significant role in this project, while it is also meeting significant challenges right now as the state begins the process of climbing out of this huge fiscal hole that we are in as a result of the pandemic. One of the leaders we're relying on to help us dig us out of this hole is none other than our own New York State Majority Leader. Finish the sentence for me. Assembly Majority Leader Crystal People Stokes. Please come.
So, good morning.
Good morning.
How's everybody doing?
Good.
Good. Well, let me start first of all by saying to God be the glory.
Yes.
For all the great things He has done. It has been said more than once by the speakers who have stood before you today that these things don't happen in a vacuum. They don't happen by one person's plan. They happen by a collective desire of hard work. And there's nobody who can put all of that together in one place but God.
Amen.
So to God be the glory.
Amen.
For all the great things He has done. It is an honor and a pleasure for me to be here today with these two gentlemen. I have had the occasion to go into New York City and to see the developments that C.B. Emanuel has turned over into places that used to be blighted and almost abandoned, now are really stable, great, affordable housing for the people who live in New York City. I have seen his work out in North Buffalo. Oh, abandoned school building, beautiful facility where now people live in a clean, safe environment. And I have certainly seen the work of this young man. He is persistent, I will call it that.
That's nice.
First he comes and tells you what his plan is, and then he comes and brings you renderings, and then he comes to tell you what team he has. And each step of the way, my thought to him was, Pastor Jones, this is a great idea. This is more than needed on the east side. But you have to know you got to get in line. Why do you have to get in line? Because there are a ton of other people who are developing on the east side. He got in line, he stayed persistent, and he made things happen. Again, I want to give all the glory to God for pulling all of these people together to make this happen. Lastly, I would say to my colleagues in government, nobody could work with better people. Nobody could work with better people. There was a time in this community when people in these exact same offices did not work together.
That's true.
That's right. That's
did true. Not even talk about the strategy and the plan to move this community forward. That's over, and because of that, because of Mayor Brown, because of Pastor Pigeon, because of Senator Kennedy, because of Andy Cuomo and his Lieutenant Governor, our own Kathy Hochul, things are moving in the right direction. I wanted to stay headed in that direction. So I'm glad that you all are here, and I hope you understand that it's critically important that elected officials be able to work together at multiple levels of government to bring the reality to this and other communities that look like it. All too often, East Side communities like this had no one looking out for them, or we would be looking out for them individually. I would be doing what I can do. This guy would be doing what they can do. But when we all pull it together and work together collectively at the same time, we see these kind of results. I'm honored to be here, and I'm grateful that you all have put this together. And again, I want to congratulate these gentlemen and every single person on their staffs and respective government staffs that have moved this forward. With that, I should also honor my chief of staff, Mark Boyd, and my senior advisor, Leah Hawley Pope, because you have to have people who understand these systems to make sure that they go. Lastly, when Governor Cuomo a couple years ago mentioned Buffalo Billion at a budget presentation in Albany, all of my colleagues looked around at me like, how did you make that happen? I said, to God be the glory for all the great things he has done.
Our next speaker holds a place in my mind very similar to our Lieutenant Governor. If you've been to any event in Buffalo, he's already there. and he's been a great friend, a great supporter of our initiative here. He's helped me in other places as well. I want to give to you New York State Senator Tim Kennedy. He's everywhere.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
It is so wonderful to be here with all of you today. I am just so filled with pride to join you all. And doesn't it feel great to be out and to be together?
Yeah.
You know, so much has been said already, and a few things I will reiterate, and I'll try to get away as quickly as I can because we want to beat the rain here. Let me start by first and foremost congratulating the visionary that brought us here together today, and that is my dear friend and our great leader, Pastor Dwayne Jones of Mount Aaron Missionary Baptist Church, who I have been afforded the opportunity to get to know very well, and he has been so extraordinary in his work. In the church, reinventing the church. After retiring from law enforcement, he could have done anything. but he decided to be the pastor of a church and reinvent the church, rebuild the church, expand the church, then give opportunities to seniors that needed affordable housing, that were part of the church and part of the community, to have another place to live. And he said, well, I'm not done. My work is not done. And so now today we celebrate just another amazing accomplishment of this man's vision. And behind every great man is an even better woman. And so we have to recognize the First Lady Jones here today. Thank you for your leadership and sticking to the plan. To my great colleagues in government that have already spoken, to our Lieutenant Governor, Kathy Hochul, thank you for your leadership in Albany and helping to keep the trains moving. To Mayor Byron Brown, thank you so much for your administration's commitment, not only to this project, but to so many other projects similar to this throughout the great city of Buffalo. And to you, Council President Pridgen, for your commitment as well. You know, Pastor Jones comes to us with these plans, but before they even get to state government, they have to go through the city, and the city has to back these plans. So without the mayor and without Council President Pridgen committing not only to the project, but funding behind the project, this would not happen. It would never get to the state level. So thank you, gentlemen, for your leadership. And to my partner at state government, Majority Leader Crystal Peoples-Stokes, I cannot say enough about this woman, other than just to simplify a long, expansive list of compliments that I would typically give her. Nothing happens in Buffalo through Albany without Assembly Majority Crystal Peoples-Stokes' fingerprints on that project. And this is no different than that. So thank you for your leadership as well. Dr. Candace Johnson, Ben Upshaw, Gary Bickler, Carl from Roswell, Ruth from the community, all these community partners and leaders, the NAACP President Mark Blue, M&T Bank. Yes, this needs a partnership. Yes, as a community, we have to come together. But every partnership needs an outstanding leader. And that is Pastor Dwayne Jones, who came to us years ago and said, this is the vision we have for the community. Here's how we're going to take care of people. And here's how we're going to bring Buffalo to the next level. And it's one neighborhood at a time, one street at a time, one project at a time. And as a community, we all come together and we lift each other up. Well, this project, Mount Aaron Village, is going to lift up this entire community, lift up this entire city, and $22 million into an expansive project that's going to go to give resources to individuals, not only a roof over their head, but the resources they need to better themselves, is a vision that we can all be proud of and all galvanize behind. I'm just proud to be here with you. I'm filled with pride as a Buffalonian. I'm filled with pride as a Western New Yorker and as a friend of this project. And I look forward to seeing it and cutting the ribbon with all of you there. Congratulations. Thank again, you. Pastor.
Thank you, Senator Kennedy. The city of Buffalo is fortunate enough to have so many pastors and clergy that do work hard in our neighborhoods and communities. One of those members of the clergy also happens to be the president of the Buffalo Common Council. I wasn't kidding when I said they had a strong team behind this project. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Council President Darius Rich.
I'm not going to read off the numbers. The mayor knows them by heart. I'm not going to read off the names. Senator knows all of them by heart. There are some winners that today. And as I looked over to my right as I was sitting, the real winners are the neighbors. The neighbors who stayed when there was prostitution on Genesee, drug dealing on Genesee, neighborhoods falling apart. They stayed. And so when you look at the neighbors who will be able to look across the street and not see drug dealing and not see crime, but see a real community being built, those are the real winners today. And so I want to give a big round of applause to the people who stayed in these neighborhoods. I have had COVID. I now have the antibody. This week I'll be giving plasma to help somebody else. So I just want everybody to know I'm safe and secure. Thank you, man. Many years ago, I was riding past what was Mount Aaron. It was at night. There was a storm. And I literally saw the building start to collapse. It was on the news. They had to literally tear the church down. It was before Pastor was the pastor. They then rebuilt in that same community. They could have taken money and moved out. They stayed. And then they rebuilt and added on. And then I get a call from a young man who says, I want to buy the property around my church. He had never done a building project. We made it happen. Then he calls back and says, I want to do another project. I said, you have to meet with the community. He not only met with the community, but when I showed up at the community meeting, it was like a revival service. There were more people in that building than I've ever seen, because not only did Mount Aaron show up, but the people of the community, like Ruth Bryant, showed up and others. It was probably one of the only community meetings that I ever went to where there was not one complaint about the project. But people were saying, this is what we need. This is what we want. I want to commend the administration and the team of Brendan Mahaffey, Yvonne McCray, and all. Because, yeah, I've said it privately. I just said it on a call. As other community partners were being brought in, online to build. So let me close with this, because they are not just facilitating building. They're actually helping. This is a model. I showed up in Rochester, New York by invitation of the mayor recently. Lenny Skrill was there. And then this pastor was there, because pastors and governments all over the region are watching what's happening in Buffalo, New York. At a time of racial unrest, at a time when people are talking about injustice, as uncomfortable as it is to talk about, I want you to know Buffalo is a model. A few days ago, we just, not broke ground, but gathered together for a development by an African-American woman. Today, we gather for a development led by two African-American males with an African-American mayor, with an African-American council president, with an African-American majority leader. Buffalo is doing something right. Congratulations. God bless.
Thank you, Council President Prigeon. I want to acknowledge some of our partners that are here that have played critical roles in this initiative that we're executing across the street here. First of all, I'd like to recognize our financial team, which is M&T Bank, and special thanks to Mike Pizzuto, Michael Anthony, Brad Dossinger, as well as our investor partner, which is Hudson Housing Capital. And this project in particular was led by Kimmel Cameron and Sonny Sowart. Our project is on sound financial footing because of their expertise and advice, and I thank them. We also fortunate enough, again, to work with RMP Oak Hill. This is our third project with RMP Oak Hill, and we have another one planned in the near future. I also want to acknowledge our project architect, Phil Snyder of Stiglitz Snyder Architects. Much appreciation also to our project architects, Brian Cook, who actually is Canadian, and he's in Canada and couldn't come, so he can't cross the border, but we're streaming, so hopefully Brian is seeing us, and Joe Molek. Our legal counsel is here present, Cannon, Heyman, and Weiss. Special thanks to Stephen Weiss, as well as Tim Favaro, who was here. Oh, there he is, Tim Favaro, for walking me off the ledge a couple of times on some of these negotiations with these bankers. Thank you for M&T Bank. And we also want to thank Davita Alexander, Janet Meiselman of Oxford Consulting, Tim Flaherty, and Flaherty Slayman for our project accountants. Last but not least, we also want to thank the Perkins family, who is next door to us and has also been very instrumental in us having this site for us to have our ceremony.
The deacon of my church.
Oh, the deacon of Mount Aaron Baptist Church. All right. Thank you very much.
I just want to recognize that's my deacon over there. Let's give him a round of applause. And that's the mother of my church, Mother Perkins. Amen. Great supporters. And I also want to recognize the NAAC president, Mark Blue. Would you come up front, Mark, please? Mark Blue? As Mark Blue come, he'll have some words. And after Mark Blue, with President of Roswell, let's put our hands together for President Johnson. Amen.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
It's a blessing to be here today on his third project of a supermarket. Oh, I'm sorry.
That's coming up.
You got to speak things into existence. To all of our dignitaries, it's so good to see you. And as it was stated by my brother, Tim Kennedy, it's good for us to be out together. We've been secluded and all that stuff, but we're here together. I'm here just to say to Pastor Jones, thank you. When he first started the first project, he and I talked. Yeah. He said, Blue, this is what I want to do. I said, Jones, it's going to happen. You're going to do it. He has that drive and initiative, and I've never heard him talk to somebody who told him no. You know, he was a former sheriff, so you don't tell the sheriff no. But with his tenacity and with his strength, he's helped put together a team. And as our council president mentioned, this is a model. In the pandemic that we're in, not the COVID-19, but the racial divide,
yeah,
this is a model,
yeah,
that we have to build upon to let people know, yes, we can work together. Yes, we can make a difference. Yes, we can put aside differences and we can learn to come together as a family. And one of the things that I realized with a family is teeth and tongue may fall out, but they never separate. We have to have that tough skin. We have to have that drive and initiative. And we have to be willing to realize that our differences make us stronger. So as we are here today, I just want to congratulate my brother and congratulate each and every one of you who played a vital role in what we're witnessing today. We're witnessing greatness. We're witnessing the separation of those who said we couldn't do it. And I'm so happy and I'm so pleased. Our mayor has been right there battling through all of the things that we've been going through, but he still held his head high.
Yes. Yes.
And he still governed.
Yes. Yes.
And that says a lot.
Yes.
That says a lot, regardless of what's happening.
Yes.
Not only do I have a job to do, but I have a city that needs my help.
Yes. Well,
so it's a blessing. We have some celebrities here today. Business first, name somebody number one. You happen to know who that is? Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul.
Yeah.
But they made a mistake. They made a mistake in that numbering. They put somebody at number four who should have been number two. That's our majority leader, Christopher. God bless you. God bless you.
Let's put our hands together for the president of Roswell, my good friend, Candace.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Pastor Jones. Thank the Lord this isn't a Zoom call. Aren't we all so tired of that?
Yes, yeah.
Oh, my goodness, if I have to do that one more time. So it is. It's just wonderful to see all of you. I'm so glad. I Zoomed you when you were, under the weather a little bit, so I'm so glad to see that that you're doing so much better, Councilman Pridgen. So, Pastor Jones, you may wonder, why is Roswell Park up here? You know, I'm not a government person. We're here because we love this man. Is he wonderful or what? I mean, he's great. And Roswell has been involved, many of our facilities people, Carl Thomas, Steve Wright, the list goes on of trying to provide our services whenever we can to help in any way that we can to make sure that it's a this project, not only this project, but everything that this man does is a success. I mean, he's even, he married our architect and our design planner in his church.
Yes, that's a true story.
So, you know, whatever it takes, right? No matter what it takes, we work together. He's a wonderful man. I'm so, and I'm, I am the one that's honored to be here with these incredible people who do everything and anything for our community. And this man, I've known you since I came here 17 years ago, and he's the reason that Buffalo is the place that it is. So thank you, Mayor Brown, for everything that you do. So thank you. This, I can't wait to come back and be involved in the cutting of the ribbon. You're an amazing man, Pastor Jones, and I already hugged you once, and I wasn't supposed to. I'm going to do it again.
That concludes our official program. We're going to exit the tent, and we're going to have the ceremonial groundbreaking across the street.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.